Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And we're coming at you from Bravo HQ and 30 Rock. Megan's still actually homesick.
It's true.
Still on the Upper West Side.
It's true. I feel like this is my last day. I'm regaining my strength. I can feel it.
Oh, good. So she's going to be back at it.
Bravo's been fueling me.
So big news from Watch What Happens Live. It was the last episode of the year with J-Law. In the old clubhouse.
I'm starting to feel really nostalgic and, like, sad that they're moving.
I know. Well, they did this amazing video of Andy, like, packing up the clubhouse. And you see, like, a bunch of celebrity friends, like, helping him pack up.
I watched it, and my favorite part is Matthew Broderick combing out the wigs that they're moving.
Classic Broderick. What a great way to end, like, their tenure in this studio, though, with Jennifer Lawrence.
The ultimate Bravo fan.
So, we learned so much about J-Law last night. First of all, we found out her celebrity crush, which is Stassi Schroeder.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. So, her best friend was behind the bar, Laura. And so, Andy asked her, who is her celebrity crush? And she was like, I would say Stassi, based on everything she heard. But it's also Larry David.
I think I've heard that before, actually.
Well, Andy also tried to get into her love life a bit more and was like, are you dating anyone? Do you have a boyfriend? And she just, like, blew bubbles in her drink. Very Jennifer.
But we know who her boyfriend is. It's Darren Aronofsky.
Well, she was being tight-lipped about it last night.
Well, Daily Mail has photos of them kissing. I have the receipt, J-Law.
Ah! So Jennifer Lawrence also defended Lisa Vanderpump, saying the other ladies might think she's manipulative because they're just not as smart as her.
Ooh.
I know. It was kind of intense. But speaking of Lisa Vanderpump.
Last night, Beverly Hills.
So first off, we have Kyle and Lisa Rinna in New York.
Yes, that was fun to watch.
I mean, I was just excited to see them in New York.
Right.
Like, the New York ladies are always in New York, obviously, but it was like you got to see Kyle doing, like, touristy things, which the New York ladies never do.
And she was in New York because she's opening Kyle by Aileen 2 on the Upper East Side. And actually, it's finished, and Lisa Rinna was in the office last week, and when she was leaving our interview, she was going to see the store.
We have to go. It's, like, top of my list for my New Year's resolutions.
So let's get to the biggest drama of the episode, and that was hashtag Pantygate.
I think so.
So Erica Girardi showed up to this pre-drinks before the ladies went out to a white party and revealed she wasn't wearing any underwear. Which, by the way, the only reason she revealed it is because Lisa Vanderpump tried to reach up her dress. And she's like, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Which I was like, what are you doing? Even if I had underwear on, I would be like, can you not go up my dress? Because that's going to make my, like, you're going to show off everything to all these people.
And then, like, everyone's reactions were varied. So, like, Lisa Vanderpump was shocked, which, is it that big of a deal? I mean, I know.
Well, Dorit earlier had told Kyle, just take off your underwear if you don't want them to be showing. So, like, we're clearly okay with going commando in this group.
Right. Well, in most groups, I think, like, if it doesn't work with your dress, you just don't wear it.
Sonia knows.
Yeah, Sonia knows. So Lisa Vanderpump was shocked. I think Kyle was amused. She was laughing. Dorit's husband had an interesting look on his face. But the funniest reaction was Ken Todd's reaction. And if you missed it, we have the GIF up on BravoTV.com. It's like this look of disgust and bewilderment. And it's like, what? What is so shocking? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Like, it just seems to be like par for the course. Like Erica Girardi herself said, she's like, why would I mess up the lines of my dress with underwear? I'm wearing a designer. I'm not gonna like mess up the look. And I was like, I get it.
But maybe what we didn't see was that she was allegedly flashing everyone at the drinks. Yeah. I don't know. From everything I could see, she was, you know, keeping her legs closed, had a napkin over her lap.
From the next on, I knew this was gonna be something. So I was like watching it like a hawk, being like, okay, when is the moment that she's going to accidentally flash everyone? And I never saw it. So I was like, how much did she really show off here?
Yeah, I know. Well, so the reason we know she flashed people is because Dorit and PK had a whole conversation about it the day after. And Rachel and I have, like, differing views on this conversation. I kind of...
Right.
Took like walked away thinking, I really like their relationship. They were joking around. PK's like, well, of course I looked. I'm a straight man. And Dorit, you know, was like in on the joke. She wasn't offended that he had looked and wasn't like, you know, clutch the pearls.
Yeah, I just felt like it was a bit inappropriate for him and her to just be kind of like, well, you're a guy, of course you looked. Like, no, you also have, like, a brain and manners and, like, other things going on. You're not just, like, driven by your desires. Like, you don't have to look if you don't want to. It was I found it a little inappropriate. And I know that someone else found it a little inappropriate, too. And her name is Lisa Rinna.
That's right. She sent in her blog, and it was, you know, basically that she had heard a lot of talk about this incident and seeing it for the first time, she just felt like she just found the whole conversation a little inappropriate.
Yeah, it left her with a bad taste in her mouth.
But I think this is far from over. We're gonna see this play out, you know, for sure for the next episode and maybe even after.
I cannot wait till that scene when she gives her those panties. But we have some other ladies to discuss. The ladies of London. It's the end of the Mapperton trip. We're in the middle of that big blowout at dinner between Caroline and Adela and kind of the rest of the group and Julie Montague. And she runs out because she's so offended at the rules and being called rude. And gets in the car, won't come back in, and she's, like, crying in the car, which, like, I've never seen Caroline have emotion.
I thought she was joking when we see her sort of crying, because...
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
No, she definitely wasn't, but it was just so out of character her cry, so I was like, oh, is this a joke? No, it's real, okay.
So that all happened, and I loved how the rest of them just, like, stayed and sat and ate pudding, and were just kind of like, that was crazy, right?
By the way, how cold is that house that they're all wearing their coats at dinner?
I think it's pretty cold. In the house tour on BravoTV.com, she mentioned something about it being really cold, so she hangs out in the kitchen a lot because that's where it's warm.
God, that sounds miserable.
I mean, it's a really old house in England.
Well, I'm just saying, bring in some, you know, little portable heaters. I think that's okay.
So then this blow-up kind of really ends up damaging even further Caroline and Sophie's relationship. Caroline is just so hurt at this point that Sophie doesn't have her back.
I think it must also be hard for Sophie to have watched Caroline kind of... go against people.
Misbehave.
Well, and just being like, you know, sometimes you never want to be on the other end of someone's wrath, and to now be on that side and be like, how did I even get here? Why are we in a fight? Like, I did feel really bad for her.
And this all culminates in later that week, Sophie Stanbury's son has a birthday party. The whole family is there, both sides, and Caroline doesn't bring her kids. to celebrate her children's, you know, cousin. It's his, like, third birthday.
Yikes. It's, like, definitely drawing a line in the sand.
Completely. And I just felt for... it was all icky. It just did not feel good.
Yeah.
What would you do if your friend didn't have any underwear on and was flashing? Would you tell her? Would you just sit there, not say anything? Tweet us at bravotv.com using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Hashtag Pantygate.
Hashtag whoops.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.